Welcome back to Matt Toon, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But Merrick Garland has finally brought a lawsuit, in this case against Missouri. Department of Justice has sued Missouri on an unbelievable piece of legislation down there. The Republicans and the Republican gerrymandered legislature and the Republican governor rammed through a bill that says that Missouri's gun laws supersede federal gun laws. And the bill banned police from enforcing federal gun laws. It also allows citizens to sue local jurisdictions or governments if they even believe that their Second Amendment rights have been somehow impaired. Now, by the enforcement of federal laws. Now, that is a lawyer's paradise. Lawyer's paradise, because they're going to get damages. Finally, Merrick Garland brought a suit. I'm delighted he did. It should have been brought before, but in any event, he brought it, which is good. And here's the law on that. Federal law preempts state law in every state. Federal law supersedes state law. If there's an area of law that is not addressed by the federal government, the states go ahead and legislate. And sometimes they legislate even where the federal government's legislated, and usually they're the same or pretty much the same. And if they're not, if it comes to court, any court, state or federal, will say, we throw out the state version and it's the federal that controls. Why is that? Because back when there were 13 colonies and when we had our Constitution, you know, some people said, let's just have a confederation. Let's have like a NATO, where these are all states, nations on their own can do whatever they want. And the people with more federalist inclinations said, no, wait a minute. You can't do that. We'd be picked apart by European powers. There'd be fighting and civil wars here. We have to have an overall Congress, a House of Representatives and a Senate, and an executive, a president, who's bigger, a bigger deal than all the governors. We have to have a U.S. Supreme Court that's over the other state Supreme Courts. We have to have that to be a modern nation. It was a brilliant insight. Because in those days, believe it or not, there were several states, including Virginia, that had established religions. They had established church, and you had a tithe to that church, whatever religion you were. And in some cases, you had to go to services or were fined, just like in England, which they had at that time. And a lot of people said, I don't like that. I'm going to worship who I want, and if I don't feel like worshiping anybody, I'm not. We want separation of church and state. And so as a result, the First Amendment was passed, the Bill of Rights was passed, and that supersedes everything. And in the 14th Amendment, that was passed after Lincoln was shot, the courts interpreted the 14th Amendment as extending all of the Constitution to the states, it preempts the states. Now, the clowns in Missouri, it's one thing to have a gerrymandered legislature full of clowns. And they can posture, put on orange wigs and big red rubber noses and lurch around and pose for holy pictures. It's quite another thing when they're trying to supersede what we decided back in the 1700s. Missouri's laws do not supersede federal law. Give you an example. You read the other day that a judge superseded our wolf hunting laws. Federal judge restored the wolf to the endangered species list, and now there's not going to be a wolf hunt here. You don't have people in Wisconsin, even clowns like the Wisconsin gerrymandered legislature saying, well, we take precedence over the federal government. They're not stupid enough to do that up here. They'd like to. They're not stupid enough to do it. But down in Missouri, they are. And so with this law, the police can't enforce federal laws, gun laws. And if a guy is out of sorts and he goes, I think my Second Amendment rights have been somehow impaired, he can sue the city, the town, the village, the police department, and get damages. This is anarchy. This is exactly what the founding fathers were trying to get rid of. absolute anarchy. And and these people, by the way, are gerrymandered. This isn't even the sentiment of a majority of people in Missouri. The fact is that there are federal laws, licenses for gun shops, there's registration, there's tracking. And the fact is that there are injunctions that require, if somebody is convicted of violent domestic abuse, he gets his gun rights removed. And that's just the way it is. They don't want any of that. They don't want any registration, any tracking. They want constitutional carry, which means you don't even need training or a license. If you are a vicious domestic violence perpetrator, you can still have guns even if you threaten your wife with the guns. That's what Missouri in this law says they want. Now, one of the real problems is that federal laws are too easily circumvented anyway. They don't prohibit gun shows. They don't prohibit freelancers showing up in a parking lot on the outskirts of town and selling stolen guns and unregistered guns and guns with numbers filed off them. They don't prohibit 3D printing of guns, plastic guns. You know, the sad thing is that modern technology really requires a more modern approach to this. But Missouri wants to go back. And you know what's really funny is if you go back to the 19th century, you know, Dodge and all of these Western towns, some of them, the sheriff would say, you come into my town and you check your weapon in the sheriff's office. You hang it on a hook and you can get it when you leave. We don't want you getting drunk, going to the saloon and shooting people up. And they flat out did that. And people went along with it. So this is very primitive. The question is, how primitive is Missouri? How primitive is Texas? And the answer is quite primitive. And other states are looking at this thing. So Merrick Garland went in, and this is not a hard case to win. You go in to federal court and you say, here's a thing called the Constitution. This was passed back in, started in 1776 and passed in the 1780s. It's a long time ago, about 240 years ago. And guess what? It supersedes state law. If a state wants to say that a law on gun registration is wrong, too bad. Too bad, so sad. Back then it was, if a state wanted to enshrine in its constitution that they had an established state church and you had to go to it or get fined and you had to contribute to it, too bad, so sad, that goes out the window. You know, there were a lot of competing interests in the 1770s and 80s. And our nation was forged in competing interests and very tough-minded good people. And they came up with a genius document. And the core of the genius document, the Constitution, is the First Amendment. Separation of church and state, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the right to petition the government. It's under attack frequently, especially by Republicans, but that's not going to do them any good. So the Justice Department will win this. But then what happens is, what happens if local police won't enforce it? Here in Wisconsin, we have a sheriff who's demanding that the Wisconsin Election Commission be thrown in jail, five of them. I think the police have got to understand something. They're subject to civilian control. They will do what they are told professionally. They're excellent people. They'll get well-trained and they get well-paid. But we are not going to tolerate having them supersede civilian control. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.